You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Get connected with WFAN to talk about your favorite teams. The Fan on the Odyssey, iHeart, and TuneIn apps. It's KM to AM on WFAN.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM. The Fan. WFAN.
Yeah, I'll take it. Yankees win. The Yankees win. But man, it's never easy with these Yankees. And we're critical of them, and we're going to be critical of them tonight. I'm glad they evened up the series. Tampa's not a good team. Like, if they would have found a way to screw that one up, man. Dial 888-808-1019. I'm freshly back from the stadium. Shout out to you if I ran into you tonight or you said what's up. Hello. Told you I'd be down here. Told you I'd do this, man. I go to the stadium to root for the Yankees. I go to the stadium with Yankee logos on me to root for the home team. I don't boo my own team, but I understand some of you boo birds and why you boo, and I get it, and I'm not telling you what to do. I'm done with that. Keith, we pay our hard-earned money. You pay your hard-earned money to go to the stadium, boo the team, run on the field, fight people, get drunk, do all this other stuff that you shouldn't do either. So, whatever. It is what it is, y'all. You know, what I was saying last night, and I guess it caught as the Mets tie the game right there, Brett Beatty slides home. Got eyes on the Mets again. Mets ride along. But what I was saying last night on my show, I wasn't at the game last night. But I watched, and the Boo Birds were out. And I had been at the Philly series Friday and Sunday, and I could feel this negative energy. I could feel this want to boo the team, this frustration because they're not in first place, because the trade deadline's coming, and there's all this talk about selling and what the Yankees used to be and what they aren't anymore, and this Brian Cashman era with Aaron Boone, and now Judge is hurt, and now what are we doing with this guy, and are we going to go get this guy, and are we going to call Spencer Jones up? There's just a lot of agita. There's a lot of uneasiness, and I get it. You know what? You should be uncomfortable. We all should be uncomfortable right now because we're not where we're supposed to be. But you know what? This is life. Baseball imitates life. These are human beings playing the game. They're not robots. This is not AI. And we are not robots. We are all different. We're all going to react differently. Some of you have packed it up. You're ready for football, and we'll get to the football talk later. Training camp is off and running, and I know you guys want to talk about the Jets and the Giants, and we could do that. Some of you are diehard Yankee fans, glass is always half full. Never say die. It's always our year. World Series is on the table till it's not. Some of you are so jaded, so beaten, so just down about the state of the franchise and the 16-year drought where you're just going through the motions like, whatever, man. I got to protect my own emotions. Can't let it get to me. And I understand all of that. I mean, depending on the way the game goes, that's how I am too. But I went to the game tonight with full intentions of being loud in there, picking up other fans in there. And I was loud enough. I wasn't that far back from the dugout. I know they could hear me. And the way that the game started, and this is the biggest talking point tonight, the way that the game started in that first inning, Anthony Volpe, come on down again, brother. I root for him. I defend him. But I root for the laundry, and I defend all of the Yankees for the most part, especially if they are homegrown, if they are, you know, low cost, don't have huge contracts, if they're young and still developing. But like, this has developed into a situation. It's past all of that. Starting the conversation with Anthony Volpe, the error he had in the beginning of the game that led to the Yankees starting off back-to-back games being down two, when you need to split this series at the least, it can't happen. He's got to make that flip to Jazz to get that play at second base every single time. Every single time. Now, there was some good from Anthony Volpe. He drove in a run. Drove in Dominguez. He gave us the insurance run. Hit a home run. That's when I left the building. I said, yes, there's the insurance run I needed. He smacked that ball to deep center. Yes, it's there. Keep hitting homers. If you go look at his last seven games and the homers he's hit, like that is there. But then I'm driving away and I'm listening to Mr. Dave Sims on the call. And we're just trying to get the last out. And I just got back here and I watched him double clutch and think and think and think about the throw and not make the throw. The Yankees have to step in here. The options are let Anthony Volpe continue to be in his head, to overthink, to struggle in front of all of us. That is a tough stage to just overcome this defensive slump on, because your own fans, we eat our own, are ready to boo. Early in that game where he caught that ball and then he dropped it to try to deke the runner, from where I was sitting in my section, we thought he dropped the ball. I stood up and I turned my back to the field. And my boy Matt tapped me like, yo, he was just trying to get. I'm like, oh, we were so prepared for a mistake. We were expecting an error. Anthony Volpe now leads Major League Baseball with 15 errors. The Yankees have to step in here and do something. And it's not going to damage the kid. Now, we can run through the options. I just heard Susan talk about a little bit with E-Man. And I was talking in the stadium with other fans. Okay. Peraza is still on the team, who I think is soon to be a casualty. Yes, we're coming up on Wednesday tonight, and we will be a day away from the trade deadline. And I do expect more moves. We'll talk about some of the moves that happened in Major League Baseball and what the Yankees still need to do. Waiting on pitching. Peraza's on the team. Somebody suggested, hey, Peraza's got to come in at the end of the game as a defensive replacement. No, absolutely not. No, you want to talk about, oh, killing his confidence? Taking him out of the game to put Peraza in as a defensive replacement? No, that's not an option. But neither is sending him down to not be in the spotlight, not be on the main stage, not be in the show, because you do need his bat. You could argue those two runs that he drove in today, that was the difference in the game. You do need his bat. You do need that production, especially with Judge out. But the yips that he has right now, the Yankees have to step in and say, hey, you are a human being. You're not a robot. We can't just program you overnight and you come and just break out of it. We can see your pressing. We can see your mechanics are breaking down. Your fundamentals aren't there. You're overthinking it because you don't want to make a mistake. We are all human. We all need mental health days. We all need days off. We get pay time off. All of us. No, nobody is above it. Aaron Judge isn't above it. Aaron Judge is the best player in the game. He gets a half day to DH and not have to play the field. They do scheduled rest for everybody. In that first game, or was it the second game of the Toronto series, where Bellinger, who's looking like the MVP of the team right now, Bellinger wasn't in the game. We're like, what is going on? They play the splits, the analytics, they rest guys. Why is Anthony Volpe not a candidate for scheduled rest? 888-808-1019. Ahmed Rosario is on the team. So there is no putting in Peraza as a defensive replacement for the kid. That will completely crush his confidence. Wow, I can't even be on the field when we get the last out and shake hands. No. Andrew Velasquez, Squid Games. We're not about to play those Squid Games. No, he's not coming up and Volpe's not going down.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
But Ahmed Rosario exists on this team, whose natural position is a shortstop, who came up a shortstop, who last night I was showing you, he played with the Nationals at shortstop. He's played shortstop in the last few years, in the last 3 years that Volpe has been on the team. Ahmed Rosario has also played shortstop. Would it hurt them to put him there once a week, every other week, to give Volpe a mental day? It's so loud and clear that this young man is thinking about it. I'm watching the post game. I'm seeing he's got pimples on his face, and everybody gets pimples. We're all human, but they look like stress pimples. I've had stress pimples before. I know you've probably had them before. When you're not sleeping right, when you're thinking too much, you break out. I am begging the New York Yankees to not stay stuck on their ways. And he's an elite defensive shortstop. He's a hard worker. He's a good kid. He recovers fast. We need him. It is okay to say, Ahmed Rosario, you're starting today. Volpe, we love you. We are rooting for you, and the fans are rooting for you. When you drove in that run, it was loud. When you hit that home run, it was loud. We don't want to boo you. But it's not the standard. Leading the league in errors as the shortstop of the New York Yankees is unacceptable. It has to change. And I'm not putting this 24-year-old kid in a position to say, just figure it out. Just play through it. We've done that already. We're going into August. Am I tweaking? 888-808-1019. I had to get that out first because there's so much conversation around it. And yeah, if you guys want to go to the stadium, boo, go and boo. I don't do that. But like, I understand it. You're booing the organization. You're booing the amount of errors. You're booing out of frustration because it cost us. Early in that game, you killed the vibes in the place. Early in that game, we don't worry about the double play. Get the out at second, and what happens? Max Fried, on a day where we need Max Fried, he's starting off in the hole. He's starting there with almost 30 pitches thrown in the first inning. And the umpires are trash. That's standard. Umpires warning Boone. Umpires strikes on. And then, you know, a big Boyle. This guy's got this 6'8 pitcher on the mound. When he finally starts to lose the zone, right, we get to him. Belly, I'm starting the MVP chants in there for Belly. Judge is out, MVP, MVP. How good is this guy? This guy's got to finish his career as a Yankee. Yes, that's a lot. I know that's a lot. I understand. He's going to opt out. But, like, what else do you want in a left-handed swing like that in Yankee Stadium? A guy that's a plus defender no matter where you put him. And his demeanor, he's just chilling. He's relaxed. None of this is too big for him. Pelotero, it's in his jeans. Shout out to Clay. You know, we end up getting that game back after, you know, the three runs given up, the two in the first and then the homer and then whatever. But I wasn't even mad at Max Fried because I'm like, they have cost Max Fried. There was a stat that popped up about Volpe costing Max Fried and how many errors he's had. And it's like, that's tough to overcome. The guy already had to overcome the blister. Let's see, Yankee source, shout out to Yankee source, put out there, this is the fourth error Anthony Volpe has made with Max Fried pitching. His eighth high-impact error of the year. Are the Yankees going to fix this, or are we going to be in a race for a wild card spot? Or if you're looking at the standings and noticing what's happening with the Toronto Blue Jays racing for first place and having costly errors because you want to stay stubborn and stuck on your own decisions that this is our shortstop. Like, oh, yo, we know he's the shortstop. We want him to be the shortstop of the future, but help him. Anyway, Belly ties the game. It wakes the stadium up. Everybody's awake now. We're back in it. It's a fresh game. And like I said, Big Boyle is losing his command. Walks Wells. Ump tried to help him with Ben Rice. Ball was, you know, ball five. And then, you know, Wells steals third. That's another thing, too, the stolen bases. Put pressure on the defense. The Tampa Bay Rays aren't good. They make errors, too. They make costly mistakes as well. Run. Get on and run. Wells stole a base. Dominguez, Volpe. You love to see it. Little things like that in the game. You know, Max Fried locked in. He threw his career high of pitches. Max Fried, the compete level. Max compete level. I love that. Tell Boone, no, I won it. And I know it didn't work out, but I don't care. When we are struggling, don't fold. Do not just hand the ball over. That's what I've been asking for. Do not just scurry away. Oh, my job is done. Because as soon as they show the bullpen and Jonathan Low Expectations is warming up, I am nervous. Jonathan Loaisiga, Jonathan Hiagida, I am like, don't do this. Don't do this. It's fine. It worked out. It worked out. Max Fried, max compete level, goes out there, strikes out nine, throws his career high of pitches. Okay, Taylor Walls gets him. So what? We had a little bit of a lead. All good. Loaisiga, a double play ball when you need it. Double play ball when you need it to get us out of there. The Yankees can turn double plays. They can field. They can get it done. And ultimately, you know, when Volpe tacks on that insurance run, you know, we needed it because they were getting some trouble late. And, you know, I had to run out of there. But Devin Williams does what he has to do. And the Yankees win. They even up the series. 35,000 plus in attendance, and I don't expect them to win this series, but I do expect them to at least split. But both are on the table now. Win tomorrow with Will Warren. See what happens in the fourth game. Tampa's not good, bro. I was on last night, and I was talking about they're a fourth-place team in our division. They're selling off. They sold their catcher in Yankee Stadium. They're doing business while they're here in the Bronx. This is not a good team. And this was a team win for the Yankees because they could have folded. They could have been, woe is me. There's a point I tweeted it out. I said, down 3-0 without Aaron Judge and a team that only hits homers, it felt insurmountable. It felt like this is going to be another night of not getting runners on. But like things happen. Like Dominguez with like a teardrop double that hits the line. You know, Volpe coming through. Paul Goldschmidt, oldie but goldie. Paul Goldschmidt. There was a lot of conversation about Paul Goldschmidt being in this game, Stanton not being in this game, where they back Paul Goldschmidt. And his third at bat against the lefty, Jordan Montgomery's third cousin removed, Mason Montgomery. I'm like, if he does not get a knock here off this lefty, then what are we doing? Paul Goldschmidt comes through. Ben Rice with a couple walks. Grisham with a walk. 2 Ks, but with a walk. It, you know, enough. Even Ryan McMahon. Mac, I saw you, bro. Warning track power. Two strikeouts. I know you're going to strike out a lot, but keep going. Deepest part of the ballpark. He was almost there. Austin Wells working a walk, scoring two runs, and obviously catching for Max Fried. Max Fried had everything going, and then late in that game, he was just throwing the curveball, the cutter that he threw to Taylor Walls, whatever. You know, the guy was gassed. It was hot as hell out there, but the Yankees win 7-5, and we're all right. We're second place in the American League East. The Toronto Blue Jays are losing to the Baltimore Orioles. The Baltimore Orioles now have a 5-game win streak. Toronto has a 4-game losing streak. So, yeah, all that talk about Toronto, they can get up for the big, bad Yankees in their building. But when they go to Camden Yards, they can't play out there in Birdland with Mr. Splash and all the other shenanigans they do and build a ballpark. Keith McPherson on the fan. We're going to talk Yankees to start. The Mets are on. It's top six. 1-1. The Mets got to take this one to even up that series. We'll get to it. We'll also talk about Cam Scataboo. I told y'all, once the pads come on, like I told y'all that was a steal of the draft when it happened. I've been waiting to see this kid with the pads on. I think Giants fans are going to love this kid when he gets into MetLife. And the Jets, it is different. It is different under AG. It is different under Aaron Glenn. Football is coming. Football is approaching very soon. As we hit this trade deadline on Thursday, we also hit the first preseason game, the Hall of Fame game, the Lions and the Chargers. It's going to get fun. Let's lock in. Dial 888-808-1019. You got me till 2 a.m. KM to AM returns right after this.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.